I'll be real reverent for a while. And just take a time of each page. All of you look on, believe, out on the platform. Come on, just a second. But when it does, I just keep talking, just keep adding more things, more things, more things, until I feel like it is safe. But if you stand on for a minute time, it would reveal everything that you ever done in your life. Every sickness and disease that you ever had. Will it do it? I know it. A lot of times at home, when I used to take the cases, I'd set them down in my room, lock the door. No one can come in. I'd step right there with them. Close the door. Then when I'm out in these meetings, I can't do that. Because I'll be really dead for Dr. Lee. I have the one real reverend. We just don't nobody be in a hurry, but please don't move around while the Spirit of the Lord is at work. All the moving, just be together, then I'll do what I do. If you do that for each case, I'll do your sense and the things of you. If we just take our time, have each person be reverent. Just look on, believe with all your heart, and when God's healing the sick on the platform, you'll be healing him out there at the same time. All right. Here, blessing, rejoice. This poor brother. having women slip away to get to the Spirit. The love's in his heart. God, make a way for him. Granted, Lord, he's in trouble. You said that you would be near those who were in need. God bless my brother now. God bless him in thy name. May all these troubles clear up like a child bleeding from before the sun. And may he be healed tonight of his arthritis. All these other troubles, Lord, and be made new and whole again. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I ask it. Amen. Look there, brother. Let me see again. You feel that you're healed, don't you? You are healed, my brother. God bless you. You go on your way rejoicing, and all your troubles are so clear up now. You'll be all right. God bless you. Can I have this? Thank you. God, who I stand before now, you've got a strike here. Is there a God? I cursed him. God in heaven, who I stand before, knows I know nothing about that track or anything about it. And here it was that I thought maybe when they seen the track, the Lord permitted to go right down into the depths of his heart and get something really a secret to tell. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing that can fail before God. The man will be all right now. All right. Without you, you remove the glasses before you come, didn't you? That's what I have faith first. That's how your man of is more than one glasses. Yes, ma'am, there is. You have several things wrong with you. One of it is you're nervous, extremely nervous, which that has a whole lot of astigmatism of your eyes. Then it's in the time of the king with menopause. Isn't that right? Making it extremely nervous. And there's something, don't you have something wrong with your limb? Or is there milk or eggs? Isn't that right? All right, God bless you. Now your faith is right for you. Will you accept me as his servant and him as your healer? That's our head. Father, all things are possible to them that believe. We thank you for the healing of our sister. Pray, God, that she'll be happy all the days of her life, serving you with all of her heart. We bless her in thy name, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, sister, you're faithful. Everybody there. What's your name? The Lord and his life returned was a stone broken spot.
how it stirred the hearts of those dear people, how they come from the last name. Oh, merciful God, you to take a boy that was mashed to pieces, dead laying on the road. My visions are yielding to the Spirit of God. You can heal our sister tonight. The dark world. Bless her, Father. And now we give the all of her life from her body in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ's true will, power, taking the power away from you, and we tonight, by confession and faith in the finished work of Jesus, the Son of God of Calvary, as Christian people, we say to you, leave this one man, come out of him, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God.
Everything's going to be all right for you. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Oh, everybody just be reverent and praise the Lord.
Personal work? It is. And I used to sit. And you're here to be. I'm just
Now, one thing, don't tell me what's wrong. But I want to ask you one thing. Is it an organic trouble? Just say yes or no. Organic trouble, inward trouble. There's something there that could be a disease. All right? Now, I want you to look at my hand before I touch it. You hear me? See how my hand? You're a worker here, and you deserve some that you might see for you to tell other people. I want you to look at my hand. I don't know what God knows. I know nothing about it. Now, see, I put my hand on there. It does, my hand just as normal as it is. Now, I want you, if you'll lay your handkerchief down here, put this hand here. Oh, man. Oh, no difference, is it? Just put back this hand. But now, I want you to put this hand in, just the way you did the other. Now, look. This swelling, turning red, dark looking color, but setting in right here. Now, watch when I press on this index finger. Up here. You ever gonna cross there? Now, you see that with your eyes, don't you? You know what's wrong with you? Here it is. The female disorder. Isn't that right? Now, do you believe? Now, you see it with your eyes, don't you? Now, here you are. That's the first right hand. There it is. Coming in. Of course, that doesn't mean anything to me. But you looking at it, you see, telling you what's wrong with you.
Look at them, Mr. Dixon. You believe it all, you think?
What's your opening wrong with you?
Blood pressure, sir. You're a diabetic?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Kidney trouble, man.
Isn't that right? Nearly a break.
Isn't that true?
All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, she's standing here. You know all about her. And I pray that you will heal her, dear God. Have mercy upon her. Make her well, completely healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go on your road rejoicing, happy, rejoicing, praising God. All right. Everybody, you ever. You throw your finger up at me, sir. Oh, just you, Reverend. You're one of the patients to be prayed for. A lot of these cough cases, you see. It's too bad. I guess he got in. I see the angels out there. Come. Now, sir, you're speaking to our mother. God bless you, sister. I know I can tell you what's wrong with you. Just have faith. I believe God will heal you, sister. Now, brother, just have faith. I tell you what I want you two cop cases to do before both the end of it. I want you to be looking this way, right to me, and praying that God will be merciful to you and heal you. You hear? All right, then. Sister, I want you to do that. You do that also, sir, Father. Breaking on this meeting right now. I mean to answer prayer for us, everyone. For a great outpouring. You don't believe I tell you anything wrong. It just seems like the older this building is just like a wound. So I'm going to turn around. Now, that anointing is not on me just now, it's just around here. I mean, you've got one of the pictures to see it. I see you got the picture. All right. Look at that. When you see that picture. That same thing is right here. I guess I could call it things. They said that holy thing which is in Mary, what Paul was talking about, is a holy thing. Just believe, dear brother. Have faith in God. You're the patient. Believe with all your heart, usher. Oh, God bless you, brother. Go on home and eat your supper. Your stomach's got a little less. God bless you. All right, heck, if everybody prays. All right. Everybody ready. You, sister, come out again. God bless you. Will you obey me as God's servant? Walk down to the platform and stomp your feet up down your arthritis will be gone. Oh, my God. How do you feel now? Sister, feel all right now? God bless you. All right, here's a little laddie. All right, come here, laddie. Look this way, sonny boy. You believe me? As a little lad, as an infant childlike faith. You believe me? Will you obey me as God's prophet and servant and believe that God sent me here for your healing? The stomach trouble you had is left. You go on home and eat anything you want to, sonny boy. God bless you through that. Let's say praise God forever. Bring your other faith on. You believe with all your heart? You do what I tell you to do? All right, sir. When you go down in the aisle, when you get home tonight, I want you to raise up your hands and scream to the top of your voice. For your arthritis is unless you pray God. Hallelujah. Amen. God can speak anything in this building, and the Lord can speak. You believe that? All right, everybody ready.
Oh, just a moment. This woman should hear me. All right, everybody bow your head. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon her. Thou demon that's haunting her, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out of her. Leave her. I assure you, they go. Look here, friend. Amen. Your arthritis, female disorder, and all things. Amen. 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 Your sister? You want me to pray for too, is that right? All right, stand up on your feet, sister. All right, sis, you don't have to come here. Will you believe me what I tell you? You've been struggling with the mental nervousness, is that right? Jesus Christ has healed you already, that's right. You, sir, you want to be healed? The heart trouble that you have left you. Just praise God. You, sister, you've been struggling with nervousness too, haven't you? Is that right? Stand up on your feet and say, praise the Lord, and be healed. That's right. Don't have no doubt. Praise God. That's right, brother. That's where you see your healing. Sister, you got a paralysis. It's been creeping on you for a long time. Isn't that right? I believe God's going to give you victory tonight. You believe that? If I'm asking for this platform to be healed, you do? You do? With all your heart. Believe you'll be able to get up and go on home. You believe that? Look this way, sir. You believe in God's service? They just pushed you in out there and yeah, I guess not lying out there, but here's what, sir, I've got to be honest with you as a minister, as a professor. You didn't told me anything. You didn't told me you had stomach trouble. Isn't that right? But you, it's more than that wrong with you, brother. And I'm afraid to tell you right here what's wrong with you from the platform, because it would spare you. But if you believe God with all your heart, it's in your bones, brother, that's where it's at. And if you just believe God with all your heart, God will heal you. Do you believe that? I believe too, don't you, sister? Would you be healed? Or what about a sister living here today? Do you believe that cancer will heal you? God will. And the little baby here, what about a sister? What are you with the good letter on the right? Don't you believe that God will do that for you? Now, everybody, here, the blind brother is sitting here. Sitting here. Yes, sir. And the little lad sitting back there was cross eyed. Now, don't you believe that God will do it? Huh? Now, I'm going to ask you something. I'm going to ask you to make a committal right now to God, that God will perform this. Dad, if you'll believe what I'm telling you, you can walk back tonight and have as wide as you take with that. Sister, you can rise and walk too. Almighty God, who sent breath into this world of all mortals, you're here tonight. God grant that these people are here, have suffering and need a poor little mother laying here, Satan's paralyzed her. Oh, Jesus, in the name of the Son of God, I rebuke that devil that is lying that poor woman laying there, paralyzed. Now, demon, come out, come on. God bless that poor man, sign that brain. May you rise in the name of the Lord Jesus. May the woman come out of the bed and be healed, oh, Almighty God, author of life. Give her whatever to give. Heal this woman here with cancer, died. The blind man leaning on his cane. The little child, oh God of mercy. Bless these people in Jesus Christ's name. Come forward, you who want to stand near to be prayed for. Come up around the platform. That's right. God bless you. Hear your brother raise up from his hammer stretcher. Get around him, some of yours, and give him strength that he might want. A lady paralyzed, raising up from the platform. Hallelujah. Last year, and believe on the Lord Jesus. That's why I see you. You there with a trumpet in your ear. Let the thing out of your ear. Christ Jesus has made you well. You, come out there to step back on the other side of the tent. For a long time, you've been kept teasing. Get in a cemetery. To come here a few days ago because of it. Believe Jesus Christ right now, Mr. Jesus. For you, my brother. Friends, I'm not stalling. God knows my heart.
sinning here because I believe the Holy Spirit's going to do something for the people. Oh, my, how glorious. Everyone, just be in prayer. Just a minute. I want to go down here and look into the audience. Just look around. Everybody look this way and have faith and believe. Just make a circle and come to the building. Have faith in God bless you, brother. You got over the top of your back there. Testify. I've been a little lady there looking these kinds of believe. Young lady sitting there, believing. Do you believe me, sister, with all your heart? You believe God sent me here for your healing? You're a stranger to me. I don't know. God knows I know nothing of you. I know nothing of you now. But I want you to look this way. I want you to believe. One thing I know of this, that you haven't lived the life that you want to live. That you haven't been the Christian if you want to be a big life. You haven't lived a victorious life because it's gathered to God. But I see also, here is what's wrong with you. If I can tell you what's wrong with you, will you believe me? All right? You're suffering with a kiss. What is it? The bladder stuff. Is that right? Give permission. If I try to hold up with me, I want you to go home. You believe my word will be authority to you out of the word of God? Go home and serve God with all your heart. You should be over there. You accept it? Say amen. Amen, you do. That's such a gentleman sitting in front of you there holding a prayer card with his hand. Sitting out there. All right, looking here this way, sir. See you sitting here. You're suffering with arthritis, aren't you? Arthritis. Say, you're the father of this girl, too, aren't you? Isn't that right? Stand on your feet, Jesus Christ. Heal you, that arthritis. You don't need it anymore. Come on out of the building with her. Glorify God. You're healed now. You don't need your prayer card. Go down on the floor and go on. You don't need the thing. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. Here's what God wants to do with the people. Go right on out and rejoice. What about you, sister, sitting there in a wheelchair? Or you're not in, no. Yes, it's for your child. Look this way. Child's afflicted, fasting, that child. I see you had something on your mind. Say. Oh, I see. You've been in my services before. Isn't that right? Isn't that true? You sure? No, it's another service. You was in another service besides it. Say, you had a little girl that's been healed. Is that right? Cross-eyed, real hideous, is healed. Is that right? If you just raise your hand, say, that's the truth, sister. God bless you. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can't fail. What do you think about it, sister? Suffer here with arthritis. Get up on your feet. Jesus heals you now of your arthritis. Hallelujah. Have faith in God. Look, sister, you hear the red hat on. Look this way. You believe with all your heart? You do look this way just a moment, if you can. Just, you're suffering with cancer. Is that right? Yeah, you've been operated on for that cancer. Is that right? It failed. Jesus Christ has healed you of the cancer now. That's right. Have faith. Believe. What about you, lady, sitting next to her? You want to be healed? Look on me and believe. You believe God sent me as his prophet? I see that you're suffering. Say you belong to a different church, too, don't you? Let me say this. You're a Quaker, I believe, by faith. Isn't that right? Just raise your hand and say that. I replace your worship. You're bothered with epilepsy. Is that right? Epilepsy? Have faith in God. He'll make you well and make you completely whole. You believe with all your heart? Go worship him and believe him. A little lady sitting there. That female trouble you had, sister, done left you about 3 minutes ago when you were saying raise up. Yeah, you put your arm around her, huh? You were feeling nervous too, wasn't you? You got healed also. The lady with her eye trouble sitting out there next to you was healed a few minutes ago also. You're healed, sister. God bless you. Why do you point your fingers? A little girl pointing to me? Look on me. You believe that Jesus Christ sent me here? Would you accept my word as a prophet? The little girl was born deaf and dumb. Is that right? Jesus Christ makes her a home. Go have her peace. That's right. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is coming on. This lady sitting here clapping her hands, looking this way, study blind beside that little boy there. Have faith, sister. Jesus Christ will heal you and make you whole. You believe that?
You believe it with all your heart? Have faith. Put you on the arm there. You believe it with all your heart? Rise up and come over this way then. Have faith. God bless you. Don't doubt. You got your sight now. If you just come on and move this away, come on this way and move on. God will get, maybe you have your... Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, sister. He heals you. Look this way, wherever you are. Have faith. Don't keep your eyes this way everywhere. Lady, you sitting down in that wheelchair there, in that chair. You believe sitting there with the green looking dress on? Stand up on your feet, Jesus Christ heals you. That's right. Let's say praise the Lord. Come forward. Who wants to be healed in the Spirit of the Lord? Somebody help the lady get her own strength. There she comes. Stand down, looking. Let's say praise the Lord. Everybody, coming out of the chair. Come forward. Accept Jesus as your healer now. Raise up your hands and accept my just finished the Lord. You don't need that word, Lord.